ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಕೃಷ್ಣೇತಿ ಯಶ್ಯ ಗಿರಿತಂ ಮನಸಾದ್ರಿಯೇತ ದೀಕ್ಷಾಸ್ತಿ ಚ ಪ್ರಣತ ದುಶ್ಯ ಭಜಂತ ಮೀತಂ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷಯ ಭಜನ. ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಲಿಡಿ ವಾಟರ್. ಗ್ಲಾಸ್ ಒಳಗೆ ಮಗ ಗ್ಲಾಸ್ ಒಳಗೆ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷಯ ಭಜನ ವಿಜ್ಞ ಮನನ್ನ ಮನ್ನ ನಿಂದಾದಿ ಶೂನ್ಯ ಹೃದಯೀಕ್ಷಿತ ಸಂಗಲಬ್ಧ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂತ ಬರ್ತದೆ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ರೀಡ್ ಹೆಂಗ್ ಕಾವಾಲಂಟ to all your total okay. So we are all here to become devotees of Krishna. If you want to become devotees of Krishna, we don't have love for Krishna, we don't have attraction for Krishna, so how to attain attraction for Krishna? So you have to approach people who have attained, who have fixed mind and they are attached to Krishna. If not attracted, they are attached to Krishna. We don't have, we have attachment for our properties, we have attachment for family members. Although we know that these are all fallible, so in this lifetime our mind is not clear enough to make this a priority in life, although we understand. That's why in the 15th chapter Krishna says, cut asanga sastrena drudena chitva. Asanga says, you cannot have illusory happiness and also real happiness at the same time. If you are in illusory happiness, Krishna keeps a distance from you because you are a fool. Krishna is not interested to have fools sitting around him, you know. So you cannot have both. I want to have material enjoyment and I also want to have spiritual happiness. You cannot have both. You have to decide which you want. Similarly, you cannot say, I want to have attachment to material things and also attachment to Krishna. Krishna is not so cheap. One who gives up everything, Krishna is called Akinchan Krishna. Akinchan. Akinchan means one who has no possessions, one who is not attached to anything other than his holy name and his devotees and him. You are attached to Krishna, you are attached to Krishna's name, you are attached to Krishna's devotees. So that's what we are talking about. We all want, theoretically, we want, who doesn't want God? If there is a chance. Suppose you get an opportunity, I will make an appointment to meet with Modi, President of India, big thing, big thing. You will grab the opportunity or not, you will take care, because you can get many of your things sanctioned. You are here and you want things and you have a chance to meet a big man. So, anyone who wants to have attachment to Krishna, we should learn it. You go to a person and watch his life, hear from him, and then you follow him, not imitate him, you follow him. So the question comes, how to recognize a devotee of Krishna so that you can follow him? So we have to avoid people who are not Krishna devotees, but avoid who are karmis, but avoid people who say God is impersonal, God has no form. So if people think God has no form, how can he give you Krishna? If people are attached to material things, and how he can give you attachment to Krishna? He doesn't have it himself. On the other hand, you know, Prahlad Maharaj prayed. Then Narasimhadev, he was asking Prahlad, take a boon from me. You are my devotee. I want to give you some benediction. And Prahlad Maharaj said, please, I am already a demon. I am already a materialistic person. Don't tempt me with benedictions. I don't want, he said, if at all you want to give me some benediction, then give me the association of devotees. Why did we jump into ISKCON? Here is an opportunity where 24 hours you can spend automatically. Mangalarti, Guru Puja, class, activities, seva. So, in an institution, most of the thing is Krishna Bhakti. There may be little things because we are not perfect. We are mixed Bhakti, Mishrita Bhakti. That is called mixed devotional service. So, sometimes there may be little clash, this and that, but overall, your day is spent in Krishna's service. And as you spend time, the anardas will be overcome. So, in the fifth sloka, Rupa Goswami Pad is saying, if you want to advance in devotional service, you should know with whom to associate, with whom to not associate, and in the Krishna devotees also, depending on their status in bhakti. So he is talking about different types of devotees. In this sloka, there are devotees who chant Hare Krishna. They may not follow regulative principles. They may not have taken instruction from the spiritual master what I should do. If you don't have clear instructions from the spiritual master, then you will plan your own things, which is detrimental to you. Why do we take instruction from the spiritual master? Because otherwise we have to take instruction from the mind. So all right. You take instruction from the spiritual master and apply your mind. Fill your mind with how to execute the instruction of the spiritual master voluntarily. Nobody has forced us to join ISKCON. We joined voluntarily. Now there is a saying in English, I love United Kingdom with all its faults. Although there are faults, suppose you are a Britisher, with all the maybe things like we are Indian, there may be many problems in India, but still it is there. Love for your country. So similarly, ISKCON may have some issues here and there, but outside all issues, there is no Krishna consciousness. Better that you be in Krishna consciousness, although there are little issues there, instead of living a life without Krishna consciousness. So, here Rupa Goswami Pad is talking about different gradations in devotees, or different types of devotees. There are people who are agreeable to chant Hare Krishna, but they are not interested to follow other things, regulative principles and rendering service, or even doing chanting in the proper way. We know many people, like we went on a yatra, Gujarat yatra, and people want to chant, but not get up in the morning and chant. They want to have good sleep, and then sometime in the day they want to chant. That is good, but it is a very slow process. If you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, do it properly. Not mixed up, not in your own way. You cannot do bhakti in your own way. You have to do bhakti the way Krishna prescribes, the way the acharyas prescribe. So, there are three grades of devotees, and the first grade they chant Hare Krishna. Very good. Among human beings, whoever chants Hare Krishna, at least he has come. Now he has come to Krishna, the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead. And then there are devotees better than him. They chant, but they say, is my chanting fructifying or not? You chant Hare Krishna, but there is no attraction for Krishna. That means something is polluted consciousness. So we have to chant in proper consciousness. So second class of devotees, they are willing to make some sacrifices, and they are determined to be persistent. Sometimes you have mood to chant, sometimes you don't have the mood to chant. But if you are second class, from third class, the first thing is third class person, he just chants Hare Krishna and he goes according to his mental way. And this from the third class, you come to second class. So he wants to find some transformation. Don't chant mechanically. Don't chant, it's called Prakruta Bhakti. Prakruta Bhakti, like film actors sometimes they sing bhajan. Anup Jalota bhajan. Many film artists also sing devotional songs. But it is only a performance, not devotion. Devotion means the hankering is there. Devotion means the commitment is there. Not just some artistic way or professional way, not now and then, when you are in mood. So the second class devotee, from third class to second class, then to first class. So you will come from third class to first, second class by associating with devotees. Because you see, devotees are fixed. And first class devotees are relishing. Second class devotees are fixed. No, although my mind is going back, but this is the thing I need. This is the thing that is actually will make me happy. At least is conviction and determination and striving for it. So first class means he has attained it. The first class devotee, he has controlled his mind. His mind has inclination. Just like our mind is running according to our nature, sattvagun, tamagun, rajagun, our mind is naturally going. Similarly, when you practice bhakti sincerely and properly, proper bhakti sincerely. మేము కూడా ప్రసాదం ఇస్తాం 8:45 కూర్చోవా మళ్ళీ వస్తా వాణిమాతది కొడుతుంది మిడిల్ ఆఫ్ ది క్లాస్ మళ్ళా టుమారో వాణి I was just writing a message to Sudha and Chandramali. We have missed the function. We want very much to be there. So I told Krishna consciousness is not automatic. Krishna consciousness, you have to strive for it. First you should desire it. You should strive for it. It's an active process. It doesn't just suddenly you become a pure devotee. By your efforts, gradually you will become a pure devotee. Nothing in this world is worth it. Nothing in this world will satisfy me. I have seen this world for many years, many lifetimes. It's simply suffering and miserable. Anxiety. Who has no anxiety? Material life means time. Time is passing, things are changing, and we are attached to body, and in the course of time, body will be out of order. Body will be out of order. Like today only, every time we have to get three Matajis, Sumana, Triveni and Bhuvaneswari. Right? Then they come, the mother and two daughters, they come. Today, only the two daughters came. And that means mother's condition is going down. Bhuvaneswari Mataji says, my mother is unable to climb the stairs. See, in front of her eyes, slowly things are changing. She was coming, she became slow, and now she stopped. But she cannot climb the stairs. It's not that only for her, for all of us. English, there is a word called insidiously. Insidious means you cannot recognize how time is passing away. Insidiously means like our hairs are growing. It's not that air is going every 10 hours, after 10 hours. It's not growing in spurts, S-P-U-R-T. It is growing always. So you will see it after 2-3 days, I have to shave. It's not that. Is it right? For 23 hours, 50 minutes, no change, and sudden a little bit. Is it like that? Your hair grows like that? No, you don't know. It's growing. Body is getting old, so not suddenly. Going old continuously. Body is changing. We don't say body is growing. We say body is changing. In the youth, the body is growing. After that, the body is not growing. It is deteriorating. That means the word change is a better word. Instead of saying body is growing, right? From boyhood to adulthood, the body is growing. From adulthood to old age, the body is not growing. It is deteriorating. That means change is the right word. Always body is changing. Sometimes growing, sometimes deteriorating. So that's why we say changing bodies, not growing body. So the first class devotee, he has given up. Like Krishna says, Aswashvananda Sochastam, Pajnavadansa Bhashase, Gatasu Nagatasu Ncha Nanu Sochanti Pandita. Don't bother about body too much. Just take care of the body. Take care. Not pamper the body. Not lavish the body. Suppose you have a lot of money, but still, you don't want to pamper the body. You want to practice austerity, tapasya. Tapasya is the backbone of Krishna consciousness. Tapasya, austerity, cleanliness, truthfulness, and mercifulness. You have to practice these virtues. I want to be merciful. I want to be austere. Degrees of austerity. No? So, Rupa Goswami, you want to associate with devotees so that you can become a devotee, but when you meet a third class devotee, you just be happy that he is chanting Hare Krishna. Yes, we have to chant Hare Krishna. But there is nothing more to learn from him. He is not regulated. And the second class devotee is regulated. Oh, I am not getting up in the morning. I have not given up tea and coffee. I am still reading newspaper seriously. We don't have to read. People say, if you don't read newspaper, how do you know what is going on in the world? Why should you know what is going on in the world? Can you know everything that is going on in Australia, what is going on? If you want to know so many things are there. If you want to know what is going on in Bihar, least bother. What is going on in Bihar? What I have to do with that? Similarly, what is going on in Anakapalli? People just loosely they say, if you don't read newspaper, how are you going to know what is going on in the world? Actually, you should ignore what is going on. This is called Gramya Katha. Gramya Katha, gossip. That will destroy your spiritual life. If you fill your mind with useless things, where is the place for Krishna consciousness? Better that you don't know all these things. No? As preachers sometimes to preach, to give practical examples, sometimes, but we don't read newspapers in detail. Just why things are all going wrong for want of Krishna consciousness. You want to give present day examples. You know, so people say, because we are not practicing spiritual life, people are fighting like cats and dogs. because we are not practicing Krishna consciousness. People are untrustworthy. People cannot keep their word. Generally, human being, he has to keep his word. Don't loosely promise to people. You say, you should do it, you should mean it. So, we are talking about first-class devotee. First-class devotee means he just takes care of the body which is already arranged. Just to take, we tell people, Swamiji, if you don't work, how will we get our food? People say, if you are really working only for food, we assure you, please come. Come and join here and eat as much as you want and serve. Because he doesn't want to serve Krishna. He doesn't want to practice bhakti. But see, he cannot come. But he has to give a lame excuse to not participate in Krishna consciousness. So people are not working just for maintenance. That's not true. People are working because they cannot control their mind. People are working because they have many unwanted desires. People are working, like my brother retired and he says Hare Krishna, Durga Maleshwar. He says Hare Krishna. I said, now you are retired. Nicely read Bhagavatam. Nicely chant 16 rounds. No. Come, maybe you help us in the temple. He is not sick like you. Swami, what can I serve with this body like this? But he is alright, he is moving around. So he can do some work. He can do some seva. Mental, intellectual seva. Physical. And then he backs out. He will only follow his mind. Scientist. He says, instead of sitting idle in the house, I will take up another job. The Chandramouli also is saying. We trained him, we educated him. Still see, he's saying, I have to find some job. We have actively given up the job. We have understood, food is not the problem. Accommodation is not the problem. All right, when there is assurance of food and accommodation, let's serve Krishna. That's what you have done, you know. All right, the food and, all right, we'll work for Krishna. So, when we associate with people who are cute, who are shrewd, sharp, they are focused. You know? What is my spiritual business? I am a spirit soul. My business is Jivara Sarupai, Krishna and Nityadas. So, that's it. So, Rupa Goswami is saying, when you hear people saying Hare Krishna, respect them. But because they are not serious, there is nothing to learn from them. And second-class person, some help. Oh, I am not following that. He is getting up in the morning. I should also. I have not given up onion. Let me, I can try. Second-class. And first-class means he is relishing. He is relishing serving Krishna, preaching Krishna's mission. So, we have to reach that stage so that at the time of death, whatever is dominant on your head, you cannot fool Krishna. Whatever is your dominant thing on your head, at the time of death, Krishna is going to assist you that way. If Krishna is the thing, and definitely Krishna will help you. If you have other things, all right, Krishna says, see them. So we have to associate and serve with first-class devotees, and we should offer respects to second-class devotees, and we should mentally appreciate the third-class devotees because they are chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.